there in podcast land, and welcome back to Spoilers, your movie review podcast where your hosts have lots of opinions but zero credentials. I am your host, Hollywood, and I'm joined by the two regulars, Adam and Maestro. Introduce yourself.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Today we're watching a movie starring a guy who we've never done before, but here's a hint as to who he is. If you smell what The Rock is cooking, or Dwayne Johnson.
Right.
But, you know, fucking everyone calls him The Rock.
Yeah.
We're not gonna play the game and say, oh, so Dwayne goes in the room.
Mr. Johnson did a spectacular role. Yeah.
He's The Rock.
Yeah.
We're watching his feature film debut, The Scorpion King, from 2002. This movie's directed by Chuck Russell, and it stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Stephen Brand, Michael Clark Duncan, and Kelly Hu. Now the director, Chuck Russell, I looked up his filmography.
Okay.
He's done pretty much the major things he's done. I've liked them all. It's all stuff I liked from a kid.
Okay.
He did A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, The Dream Warriors, which is by far the best Nightmare on Elm Street
movie. Is that the one where they try to fight back?
That's the one where they're in the mental hospital with teenage kids. Okay. That's a good one.
Mm. Yeah.
He did The Blob remake with Johnny Drama, Kevin Dillon.
Oh, is that right?
I love that movie. The Mask with Jim Carrey.
All right.
And Eraser, that movie with
Schwarzenegger
with the bullets that shoot at the speed of light.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how that's possible, but whatever. So, and then he did this. So we'll get into this. Let me hit you with a brief synopsis before we go.
All right.
A desert warrior rises up against the evil army that is destroying his homeland. He captures the enemy's key sorcerer, takes her deep into the desert, and prepares for a final showdown.
Wait, they said sorcerer or sorceress?
Ooh.
I read sorcerer. Okay,
Ooh.
It should be sorceress.
Yeah.
Because it's Kelly.
Well, I think at the beginning they leave it vague.
It's vague. You don't know it's a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, you just know it's a sorcerer.
I think sorcerer is one of those, like, mailman type of things, where it's anybody that does the mail.
Yeah.
They changed it now to a male woman.
No,
or
it's
mail carrier.
Mail carrier.
Something like that.
Because it's not considered PC.
Right. Or like a pilot is a man or a female. Either way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have pilot tests anymore or something.
I don't think they ever did.
No, okay.
Let me ask you guys something. Did you ever see The Scorpion King before this?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Are you sure it wasn't The Mummy Returns? I honestly, I'm not joking. The first 10 minutes, I thought I was watching The Mummy Returns.
Okay.
Isn't this supposed to be in World War II? Like, where the fuck's Brendan Fraser? And I realized, oh, it's The Scorpion King.
Yeah.
Okay. I sort of liked it in a crazy, it's ridiculous way.
All right.
Like, I didn't hate it as much as I thought I would. Okay. I thought it was ridiculous in a good, not good way.
Right.
It was just bearable.
I think that at the time, it was okay. It was a good movie at the time. But since then, so many movies have come out that are this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That now looking back at it, it's kind of like, all right, not so good.
Yeah.
Because there were things I appreciated about it, but for the most part, it was still like, all right.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
This is The Rock's first movie.
Yeah.
He has
improved greatly since.
Yeah. Oh my, yes, he has. He's a pretty damn good actor now, I think.
Yeah.
Minus his secondary character of muscles.
He's like our big, I think he's our big action star now.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
I remember telling you Bill Simmons wrote an article about the action star championship belt. So, like Die Hard, Bruce Willis had the belt until Schwarzenegger took it back. And I think The Rock has it now. Bill Simmons was arguing that it's Liam Neeson. Because of the Taken and the movie on the plane. But I think it's The Rock, dude. The G.I. Joe movie.
Yeah.
He's coming out in Conan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's Conan the Barbarian. So I think The Rock is our action. He's the holder of our action hero championship belt.
Yeah, I can't think of any like big action stars right now besides him.
Yeah.
Action stars, you say?
Yeah, as of right now.
From America?
Yeah.
Yes, from America.
Okay. Just making sure.
From where we sit in the studio.
Jason Statham.
No, he's gone. He's done.
He's done?
Yeah. Oh. He was for a while.
But The Rock's bigger. Like, I know he's also an action star, but The Rock is a bigger star. Like, he's a bigger star in
the
media.
He's like four times as big as him.
Yeah.
We're not talking about how. Oh.
Oh. All right, let's jump into this. So, there's an army that's invading the world by Memnon.
Sure.
Memnon.
He has a sorceress. That's his key weapon. It's a sorcerer. We don't know if it's male or female.
Right.
The sorcerer can predict the future.
Right.
So that's his key to defeat every army that faces him, which I can see how it could be an advantage, but I think if you have more guys, it seems like they're just taking out smaller tribes.
Right.
I think if you have more guys, I think you could pretty much win. I don't see how the sorceress is a big key.
From what we've seen of the sorceress, all she says is you're going to win.
Yeah.
It's like, she doesn't say, you need to flank them on the right-hand side.
Yeah, set some guys with arrows up top. They're going to come from up there. She just says, you're going to win.
Yeah. Thanks.
But she looks so good.
I know.
Maybe that's her power. She instills confidence. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's true. Because later in the movie, the guy keeps questioning Memnon, saying, "Where's the sorceress?"
Right. We need our. We derive our power from her or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. The soldiers
the
who stands up to
something.
Him says, "Yeah, the what did he say? Soldiers are a cowardly lot. They have to see a symbol."
I got a problem with that scene, but we'll get to that later on in the movie.
Okay. So he's defeating everybody. So there's a tribe. There's a council of different, which is pretty much the UN.
Right. Well, for the first opening scene.
Oh yeah, it's the Rock.
There's some big battle.
Yeah, they're battling barbarians, I think, because it's in the snow.
Yeah, but it's very very WWF style opening. There's a lot of stuff happening. It's like this came straight out of like the wrestling ring we call it, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
First of all, they have like bozookas, is what I call them, what they're using. His bow and arrow, like he flings it and the guy goes launching like 30 feet in the air.
Yeah.
What kind of, I understand that his bow is very tight, so it has a lot of power to it, because they say that, or it showed that at some point.
Yeah.
The guy from Can't Hardly Wait is trying to do the bow.
Oh, he was from Can't Hardly Wait. He was the asshole jock, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
That's all I saw the entire movie. Okay. That's all I saw was that jock dude trying to be like, "I'm cool, guys. I'm popular.
Yeah,
screw you, man.
Let's break it with our girlfriends because we're going to college."
Yeah. Anyway, so the bow could be very tight and very hard to pull back, and his giant muscles allow him to do that.
Yes.
It's still – it's a piece of wood. Arrow is a piece of wood.
Yes.
It cannot have so much force that it launches somebody 30 feet back into the air, like an explosion happened in front of them. It's not even like back. It's up and back.
Uh-huh.
They're flying.
Yes.
It's crazy. Bazookas.
Yeah.
If the arrow itself creates a much force of an impact where it actually hits, it can actually create enough kinetic energy to push the person
to
back.
Launch somebody up and back.
Well, it's supposedly super, super tight and super strong, creating a lot of velocity, right?
Understood. And now, if the arrow head was like an anvil,
if it was
something large and flat,
yes.
In order to have that energy,
quite possibly, yes.
It's an arrow. It's an arrowhead.
Well, yeah, but it might also be like flat at some parts and do where it's.
Well, they do some of the arrows look like maces, where it's like it's a ball with spikes on it.
Yeah,
but still, that's not going to launch somebody in the air.
You want to try?
No. But there's a lot of that kind of stuff happening where people are flying. There's these crazy punches and whatnot.
I have in my note. There's a guy at the top who's throwing blades and he keeps missing.
Yeah.
Danny Trejo?
He keeps missing. I'm like, okay, I know you're a badass berserker, but like, shouldn't they teach you how to aim?
Right.
How to be accurate?
Right. Or why are you going after that guy? Why don't you try to hit the Rock?
Yeah.
That guy's tied up. It's a horrible target.
Supposedly the background history behind the berserkers is not exactly what they consider like tactical advantages, more along the lines of their ability to,
Hulk out and just rage.
Yeah, rage monsters. Yeah, that's all they really are.
Yeah. There's a lot of, it was like in a tavern or something where they were fighting some sort of giant dining hall.
Cause the Rock and his crew, well, he's not the Scorpion King yet.
No, no. He's just a Scorpion.
No.
The Scorpion Prince?
Him and his two brothers are the last of their race. Mm-hmm. They are the
Rock and the Pebble.
The Arcadians.
Right.
They're the last of their kind, and they're pretty much mercenary. They're hired to just go and find a target and eliminate them or do everything.
He's like Vin Diesel. Ooh, Vin Diesel as an action hero.
No.
No?
Good. Maybe. But no. It has to be the Rock.
Yeah, no. He tried with that whole X thing.
Yeah.
Triple X.
That was his try.
That was his attempt. Fast and Furious movies would be action movies,
but it's not.
He's not the driving force behind it.
Right.
No. There's other elements.
It's a compilation. What do you call it?
Yeah. It's a group effort.
Yeah.
It's not just him.
Right.
Like what I mean by the action hero championship
ensemble
belt.
Thing.
Yeah. Ensemble.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is you're going to see Die Hard 5 because Bruce Willis is in it.
Right.
You're going to see The Last Stand because Schwarzenegger's in it. Like, you're going to go see a movie because The Rock's in it.
Yeah.
You're not going to see Fast 7 because Vin Diesel.
You're going for Vin Diesel, Paul Walker.
Yeah,
you're
going for everybody. Yeah.
Tyrese.
Kurt Russell's in this one.
Is he?
That's why I'm going for this one.
No.
Yeah, he is. Anyway, so
all right.
That was the cold opening.
Yeah.
And then
it was cold too.
Yeah, it was out of the snow. I was like, this isn't in Egypt? What the fuck? Like,
yeah.
Is it snowing?
Okay.
So then you find out that the Memon, whatever.
Yeah.
Has an army and he has a sorceress. And they have the UN meeting because there's an Asian race, there's a black race, there's the British race. which is like
that seems weird to me. Yeah. That seemed very weird to me.
Why?
It didn't seem to fit in with everything else.
I mean,
like I feel like, and maybe this is just weird and maybe racist. The white people didn't come to power until later on in life. At the beginning, they were just kind of keeping quiet or something. Yeah. I don't know. There's not much about it in history as far as
Germanic tribes.
Well, this part of the world is supposed to be like the Middle East. So right. Africa's there, Asia's there.
Right, exactly.
So those races make sense.
Russian,
right.
Germanic, they're all part of the same continent.
I know.
Yeah, but they're further north. Why are they being involved down here? Right, there's only one Asian chick.
Yeah. Well, you just said like
there's an Asian group there.
See.
Is there?
Yeah. Well, Mehmet, he's trying to conquer the world.
Right. Yeah. The known world.
So and that's all in the same continent. World.
Yeah. I feel like you should start in other places besides coming down to Egypt.
Yeah.
And start conquering there.
No, what you do is when you conquer is you, everything you take over, you have to fortify what you get at the same time so no one can retake it.
Right.
So you have to spread from inwards out. You can't just go around like,
yeah, but this guy, if he's English or whatever the hell these white guys are, what are they?
I don't know.
Yeah,
the actor is a British guy. I know who he is. Like, right. I recognize him at the very last when he threw the rubies at him. I knew.
Yeah.
I recognize who he is. He's, did you ever see The Prestige?
Yes.
With,
Hugh Grant?
Ed Norton?
Not Hugh.
No.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Remember that snooty lawyer who's like telling Christian Bale, oh, well, the person I work for, demands that he knows your secrets. That's him. He's the lawyer who works for.
Sounds
Hugh
familiar,
Jackman.
But I can't put a face.
Okay, anyway, that's him. So
him and Cowley, wait, dude. They are trying to control things. They feel out of place in the movie.
Yeah.
Based on everything else that's happening. It's like, all right, these two white dudes are trying to take over the world, but they're using every other race to do it.
Yeah.
I don't see a whole lot of other, like, white soldiers.
Hold
a second. Does this sound familiar? It's like every other culture is like, let's imagine, like, the best way to do it is to make everyone do your work for you, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so it's a white power from the beginning.
Well, no, they're not trying to take over the world. They're trying to stop that guy from taking over their tribe. Because this is the meeting of the tribes.
Right.
So the king, or I guess he's the king, he hires The Rock and his Arcanians.
Right.
Because they're the best mercenaries.
Right.
Yeah. And so the Can't Hardly Wait kid is like, oh, no.
Yeah.
That's all our treasure. He's like, shut up, kid. So then they bounce. And they,
by the way, I feel like that's bad for morale to announce that.
Yeah.
That's all the money we have. We are nothing without that.
Yeah.
Why's everybody leaving?
So they go to the camp where, the army is, where the guy is, Memon. I'm just gonna call him that. Fuck
right.
Where Bernard Hill is, and he's there, and they sneak in, and one of the brothers dies, and he says something really interesting. He says, live free or die well.
Yeah, that's their handshake. That's how they just say hello and goodbye to each other.
Yeah, that's their thing. And I kind of feel Bruce Willis saw that in 2002 and said,
oh, no.
That's it.
Oh, no.
Gary.
We got into the movie.
Gary, I got the title.
Free and die
hard.
Yeah.
You think that maybe once they might have gone like live free or die harder?
Die Harder was the second movie. Die Harder was the second movie.
Really?
It was Die Hard, Die Harder, Die Hard with a Vengeance.
I thought it was just Die Hard 2.
Live Free or Die Hard, and it's
Die Hard.
Well,
it's
Die
Hard 2, Die Harder.
Right. Oh, I never
like the colon and then
right.
Die Harder.
I never like read the whole thing. I just said Die Hard 2. I'm like, okay.
Right. No, I read it all.
So anyway. Invest into this one.
They sneak into the camp and they're ambushed by the guards and they were tipped off by
Can't Hardly Wait, dude.
Yeah, him. And you find out that he turned on his dad and he chopped his head off.
Yeah.
And he goes, my loyal to you, my lord. And he pulls his dad's head out of the bag.
Yeah. He's like, there's something about your dad's going to be pissed off at this. Yeah. You see the look on his face. And he throws his face at him.
Yeah. So the brothers die and they just have The Rock.
Yeah.
Right.
And they have him and where the fuck are my notes? Sorry. This movie.
He finds his way to the sorceress somehow.
Oh, yeah. He sneaks into her tent.
Right.
And you find out that it's a woman.
Yeah.
And
he's about to shoot her with his bazooka. And he pauses because I guess, oh, she's hot.
Which, again, something you brought up, Adam. You brought it before in the past.
Okay.
These mercenaries who are hired for a job show compassion.
Right. Yeah.
He showed compassion towards her.
Yeah, no. You can't do that. That's with the terrorist guys in Delta Force.
Mm-hmm.
The terrorists who were supposed to take over all the shit, they're like, oh, she's kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
Have your dolly, little girl.
Compassion.
Yeah. And now, hey, that's a hot chick. I just got paid this city's entire wealth.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of cute. Hold on.
Yeah.
Pause.
It's like, can't I have both?
Oh, and I forgot, Michael Clark Duncan is in this.
He is.
He's part of the Black Council. And right. So the king throws the rubies at the Rock and says, all right, go get them. And then he goes, fucking Michael Clark Duncan, the way he acts, it's ridiculous.
How do we know that? You can't be trusted, the mercenaries.
And he throws a knife straight at the head of the Rock and he catches it.
Right.
He was just hired, you're supposed to believe that he's the one guy who can take the king out.
Right.
And you're trying to kill him? I don't think the council would like that if you would have.
Right.
Hit.
Also bad for morale.
That's bad for morale.
So we're
too.
Broke and we don't trust anything that the king is doing. Great. We're going to thrive.
And Michael Clark Duncan is they sold him oh yeah, Michael Clark Duncan. He's on the poster. He's third billing on here. He disappears for the whole second act.
Yeah.
He's in one scene, disappears, comes back.
By the way, I don't know if either of you guys have the answer to this, but why does it seem like whenever there's a black dude in this time period, mm-hmm. they got to fuck up his face?
Oh yeah.
They got to put some sort of crazy tribal tattoos, but it's not like a tattoo. It's
it looks like a scar.
Yeah.
Like in all movies?
Yeah, in Gladiator, his black friend had shit on his face.
The Pirates of the Caribbean dude, the main black guy on the ship, was all fucked up in the face too. It just seemed like whenever there's a hardcore black guy that's a warrior, they got to mutilate his face.
No, they didn't. Like in Spartacus, they didn't.
Oh, the trainer. He's the trainer of the
mutilated
Gladiator.
Not on the face.
It just seems weird. I feel like that's unnecessary. Unless that's part of a cultural thing that they do that for intimidation purposes. I don't know.
Well, in some cultures, they actually do the mutilation of the faces and the earlobes and stuff like that too in their tribes.
Right. Yeah. It just put me off. I'm like, why?
What, everything puts you off. Doesn't matter.
That's true. That's a good point.
So. They have the Rock captured. They kill his bro in front of him. And his dying words are live free or die well.
Right.
So they're going to kill the Rock. And then the sorceress says, you can't. The gods need him to survive the night. Otherwise, you'll incur the wrath of the gods. So instead of killing him, they bury him up to his head in sand next to a horse thief.
Right.
Who was in True Lies. He was the
cameraman.
Cameraman.
Right.
Who goes up in the building.
Right. Very nervous cameraman.
Yeah. Him. he's there and he escapes really quick without any explanations how the fuck he got out.
Yeah. It's very
because
I rewound it. I'm like, did I miss something? I think I blinked or something.
I had to rewind this movie. I'm like, wait, for a split second, he's gone because they have these, man eating fire ants that they're going to unleash on him. To kill him. And Memon.
Wait, are they actually fire ants or are they just ants?
Yeah, they're big red ants. I'm guessing they're fire ants.
Well, because they're from the Indiana Jones movie.
Right. Well, because the way that he gets these ants away is with fire.
Yeah.
He breathes fire on the fire ants and that,
that
gets them away. I feel like that would make them stronger.
I'm just calling them fire ants.
Is that how fire ants work?
It's no. This is Captain Planet.
Okay. So the king or the Memon leaves two dim-witted guards to watch over this badass warrior who everyone knows he's an Arcanian.
Yeah.
Just by looking at him, it's established later in this movie, just looking at the Rock. Oh, you're an Arcanian. You're the last one left. You're a badass.
All right.
So you're going to leave this guy.
Name me one other Arcanian.
You leave this one.
Wayne Johnson.
You leave these two dimwits there. Right. And even the horse thief says, see him sucking down the yak juice and he goes to take a piss. And the other guy's like, doo, doo, doo. Shouldn't you have your best guys making sure that the ants kill him?
That's that whole evil villain thing. Yeah. Well, I'm going to send you to die. I'm not going to watch you die. I'm going to put an elaborate scheme. That whole thing.
I have a gun in my room.
Right, exactly.
Let's go kill him. We'll kill him together. You and me.
It'll be fun.
Damn it, Scott.
Also from Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It's another Can't Hardly Wait reference. So that he makes a deal with the horse thief. He's he goes, if I let you out, you have to.
I share your spoils.
And I share everything with you and we'll go on a journey together. He goes, fine. And again, they never brought it up. I thought maybe, okay. I thought this would be somehow they're going to be trapped in the situation again and he's going to teach the Rock how to do his move to get out. No, nothing.
No.
He just escapes.
Okay.
And he's buried up to his neck.
Right.
Yeah.
And for a split second, the camera cuts to the guard and he's gone. The Rock's like, huh? Where'd you go? Huh?
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? And it's never explained.
No. They can't. They got more things to worry about. So move the story forward.
And secretly, he was holding a snake.
And the movie introduced something I really hate.
Oh.
It's the comic relief sidekick of an action movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Like Rob Schneider and Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
This guy was, I couldn't stand this guy. This guy pissed me off.
It was the janitor in Die Hard 2. Die Harder.
Yes. Yes.
Why are you staring at me?
Because you brought up Die Hard 2.
Oh, okay.
Die Harder. Okay.
I think you and I have different things to
That's our Bruce
about,
Willis right? reference for the show.
There he is.
Yeah. And I brought it up, actually.
Look at you, man. Fine. All right.
It's your fault. It's all
I'm
your
being
fault.
Consumed by the Willis.
It's working.
Yeah. My note says, how the fuck did he get out of that hole?
Okay.
That's all it says.
Yeah. Well, my note is, even before that, this sorceress, if she can see the future, there's a lot of things like, if you can see the future.
Use that to your advantage.
Exactly. Exactly. Play the lotto, first of all. But second of all, you should know somebody's about to burst into my tent trying to kill me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be somewhere else.
Or she's going to be like scantily clad and like really look like sexual or something like that too, just for the movie to like, be nice.
Oh, maybe she, okay. Maybe she dressed that way.
No, she's actually the producer and actually made it like that. That's all.
Okay. Yeah.
And the thing I found funny was, you find out later that the bad guy has tigers chained. Why don't you just feed him the fucking tigers?
Right? That's much more gruesome than ants.
Yeah.
Oh, and, are you sure about that?
And you can see him, like, oh, look at him.
Yeah, charge admission. Have the Rock fight a fucking tiger.
Don't you remember what happened to the fire ants eating that one Russian guy in the Indiana Jones movie? How gruesome and crazy that was? Can you imagine seeing that again with a Rock? That'd be kind
of
cool.
Yeah, but there's more of a battle, I feel like, with the Rock. The one Arcanian versus a tiger. Yeah, charge admission, make more rupees for your village.
Yeah.
Whatever, blood rupees.
Yeah, well, blood rupees are the can't hardly wait. Kid's
right.
dad.
Mike Dexter, by the way. Mike Dexter's his name in County Way.
Oh, okay. This guy is, this guy, Memon, he's like the big dog. Like, he has a fucking kingdom already.
Yeah.
So he doesn't need money.
But it's still,
yeah.
Right, for morale then. For morale.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a victory party.
Because his soldiers aren't really good soldiers. They question him like twice.
Yeah, right. Because he's a white dude.
Yeah.
It comes down to. I'm going to trust this guy. I'd give him some blankets.
What?
Smallpox.
Oh.
So he asks the sorceress, what about our next victory? And she predicts the, fighting Michael Clark Duncan's crew.
Right.
She sees in the future, this black chick getting taken out in their village, and they live in some grassy village where there's lots of swamps or something.
Right.
In that area.
Is it in the land of the dead or is it near the land of the dead?
Yeah, it's by the land of the dead, which we get to later.
Yeah.
And they have, so the Rock still has to take this guy down. So they go to his kingdom, his village, which is, it has a wall, and the only way to get in, the rock tells him, all right, here's the plan. Bam! He knocks him out cold.
Oh, that's right.
Because this guy's a wanted horse thief, so wanted there. So he puts him over the horse and ties him down. He walks in, he goes, hey, I got this horse thief here. And they lift up his head. He goes, yeah, I recognize him. Go on in. Go on in
unescorted. Yes.
Even though you have a wanted criminal.
And he looks like an Arcanian.
No. The
and really, he should know he's an Arcadian.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, something's very suspicious happening here.
You're an Arcadian, and then this guy's a horse thief.
You just tried to kill our king.
Yesterday. weren't there fire ants trying to kill you?
Didn't I threaten you before?
Oh, bro, we killed your brother. Shit. Come on in.
Yeah, sorry, man. Our bad.
Come on in.
Beer?
Yeah, so let him in. The guy comes too, the comic relief guy. He comes too, and he's sitting there drinking. Again, I feel like if he's that known of a horse thief,
everyone in the village,
everyone's going to want to collect the bounty on this guy's head.
He's telling stories.
Yeah. I was with these fire ants yesterday.
Flirting with the bartender.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And then Arcanian he walks right into the whole place, or he sneaks into the chambers again.
Yeah.
A lot of bad security here.
A lot of chambers.
Again. Sorceress should see it coming, though. These are things. This is what the sorceress is paid or being slave into.
When he shows up, what does she do?
She's naked.
Exactly.
Completely naked.
Exactly.
She tries to.
What stopped him last time?
Or something.
What stopped him last time?
Yeah. Okay. Still. All right. So maybe she knows what's happening and she wants it to happen. Oh, that's what it is.
Maybe.
That's why. She wants a rock. She wants to smell.
What? No. That's no.
So the Rock busts it to the Rock. I forgot right here. I just saw this movie a few hours ago.
We also meet another character, another white dude. He's like some sort of chemist or.
Oh yeah, the old British guy.
Yeah,
the
alchemist.
He's an alchemist.
That's what it is.
He invents dynamite or gunpowder.
Right, different things.
Black powder.
But it's a powder that he says it can, I need salt.
Right.
And this thing can
move mountains. I'm sure it's gunpowder is what he's discovering.
It's gunpowder pretty much. So he's in there. And
but he at this point, he runs in there and he's being chased by the guards already.
Yeah.
And he sees a catapult that he invented apparently. And that's how he gets launched into the chambers of the sorceress.
Into the whorehouse.
Oh, the whorehouse. That's right.
Yeah. So he gets launched into the whorehouse and they're like, ooh, we haven't seen a man in forever.
Yeah.
And he busts the rocks. The eyebrow. He was checking him out and he did the eyebrow.
Everyone's like, ooh. I can imagine people just cheering in the audience.
Oh, they must have been like, oh, it's him.
Yeah, it is the Rock.
It's him.
No, it's not the Arcadian, it's the Rock.
Yeah.
So there are two of them.
What?
No. I kept on going.
So anyway, he escapes that as well. Gong.
The women steal his gear.
Was that right?
Yeah, remember?
Oh, that's right. They're close
to him, and then boom, they take his gear. The guards come in, and he goes behind that giant gong.
Right.
And he's running with it, and that's blocking the arrows being thrown at him.
Right.
And then he
launches over a building.
Launches over a building, and he goes into the town again, and he meets the kid, that little kid.
Oh, right. They stole the rupee at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I forgot about that. These kids stole his rupees, so
right.
He finds the kid again.
Wait, are they rubies or rupees?
They're blood rupees.
Rubies.
Blood rubies.
Yeah, because like rupees, I'm like, those are...
Zelda. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Blood rubies. Yeah.
Okay. Rupees are Zelda.
Yeah.
I'm like... Yeah. All right. Wow. Look at that. I thought it was real currency.
Is it? Yeah, it is.
In India?
Yes.
Right.
And Indonesia, too.
Okay.
And parts of Malaysia.
Mm. Oh. All right.
Mm-hmm.
In which country of that does Zelda take place?
I would believe it is none of your business.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, and he shows compassion again.
Oh, for the kid.
For the kid, yeah. The kid, they're going to chop his hand off.
Oh, that's right.
Because he has a clear shot of Memon from the tower with his bow and arrow.
Right.
And he keeps looking. He's like, what do I do? They have the blade up here.
Right.
And then...
He could have done them both at the same time. He could have shot Memon and then, in the confusion, then killed the guy that's going to execute him.
Yeah.
But no.
But again, he showed compassion.
Right.
And he showed compassion to the sorceress.
This guy, he's a bad
mercenary. Are you sure it was compassion to the sorceress? Are you sure?
Take away comp.
Yeah.
It's just passion.
All kinds of passion. Fiery, fiery passion.
What? And the king can block arrows. It's established there.
Right.
Which we find out later on what he's used for.
Right.
He can just block it with his sword.
Right. Well, in this moment, he catches the arrow in his hand in the Times Square or whatever area. Because it was weird because like, he's about to shoot him and then he sees somebody else trying to shoot him. Like, what? Everyone's trying to kill this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, that was a show, I guess. He's showing off his arrow catching abilities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then the little kid comes in and he stops that. The whole chaos ensues and he has to then run. And that's when he runs into the sorceress, right? That's like an accident?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is he going back for, by the way?
Oh, no. He runs into her in the shower.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In the bath.
Mm-hmm. Was the purpose of him going there was to get the sorceress? Was that why he went into the town?
I think he figured out that if he takes the sorceress from him, his army won't be as strong.
Right. That's what he's been paid to do, isn't it?
Well, he's paid to take out the king.
Take him out, like kill him.
Oh, no. He's paid to kill the sorceress.
Yeah, he's paid to kill the sorceress.
That's right. I forgot. Sorry. He's paid to kill the sorceress.
That's why he goes and tries to kill at the beginning.
Yeah.
But now he's trying to kill the king because I guess he figures
they're trying to kill the sorceress
so they can get to the king. Why not just kill the king?
So now he's just killing the sorceress with compassion.
No, he's beating it up. Hold on, all right.
Keep on going.
He runs into her in her bath.
Right.
Yeah.
And the guards are still chasing him. This whole sequence, he's being chased by somebody.
Yeah.
And they go through the storm drain.
Yeah, yeah. Some giant drain in the shower.
Which like, I feel there's a good chance you could fall in there.
Right.
And you can wind up in the sewer system.
Right. That's highly unsafe.
Yeah. So they go through the sewer system and the stupid fucking sequence. The kid throws. He has a penny or a coin. He throws it in there.
Into the wishing well.
And then she pops up naked. He's like, oh my God, the gods are listening to me.
Yeah, gods be praised.
Yeah. I thought that was so dumb.
It was so good.
It was dumb. But it's one of those things like, there's an opportunity to do that. You have to. You kind of have to take that.
Yeah. So they get the horse thief who's cracking jokes.
Right.
He's telling the story about the fire ants, I think.
Yeah. Like, again.
Yeah.
These are things that would reveal your identity as somebody that wants, or you would want to turn in for the bounty.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, why were you dug up to your head? Oh, because you know I stole horses. Holy shit, that's the fucking guy.
That guy on that poster right there
that says wanted. Wanted 10 rupees.
Yeah.
Well, unless they already caught him and took them all down.
No, they didn't catch him.
They didn't catch him yet.
Well, they
technically did.
They thought they
killed him. I don't think word spreads that fast in this time frame.
There's no cell phones in that time.
This is true. There's also no newspaper or places either. Right.
Okay. So they get the horse thief.
Right.
And they leave the city.
Right.
And they go to the desert. So Mehmet sends his badass thug like that. That big like, I'm going to go find
him. Well, he says, all right, the sorceress is gone. That's the key to all my power.
I'm just gonna tell the crew.
Yeah, no. This is great. It's like, this is the source of all my power. All right. Take 12 men.
And bring them back.
All right. Just 12. I don't have an entire army. This is kind of a big deal.
Send everyone.
Yeah. Send everybody. Let's bring this bitch back here. No, just take 12 guys. And, on your way. What?
They should have even hired mercenaries. They should have hired additional people from other kingdoms.
Yes.
Hey, find this
everybody
bitch.
Come in.
I would just say that like traveling in such a big army can cause a lot of like time and issues along with it. Having a smaller group of well-trained individuals might make it a lot quicker.
Right, but I guess there's also the whole thing about we want to keep it a secret that she's gone.
Yeah.
But if you don't keep it a secret,
mm-hmm.
everyone's going to want to get her back that much more.
Why don't you
yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a smarter move. Everybody let's go after this instead of just 12 people. That's horrible leadership.
You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure. Okay. It's horrible leadership.
They're in the desert.
Yeah.
And she wants to leave, and the rock says...
Do you smell what's cooking?
There's... No. He tells her there's worse things out there than us. He
right.
goes, you can leave if you want. And he gives her the option, and you find out that he's been holding her since she was a child.
Right.
And he's been exploiting her gift since she was a child.
Oh, we also find out at the beginning... when she's still with the king, Memon, that she loses her powers if she were to sleep with the king.
Oh, yeah.
Because the king is saying, I'm going to take you to my bed. And she's like, but I'll lose my gift. He's like, well,
oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm going to take you to my bed once I don't need your gift anymore. So he wants this chick. And she's like, sorry, I'll lose my powers. You need me. We can't have sex. Sorry.
Yeah. That's introduced early.
Introduced early.
Reason.
Right. and then it goes on to this place for other things. I lost my train of thought already. So I just wanted to bring that up from the beginning.
All right.
Because that does become
becomes important. So they're in the desert, and the 12 guys that were sent, the 12 best guys apparently, are riding out towards the rock. And the rock, by the way, doesn't have a horse.
No.
It's a camel.
Dude, camels are good in the desert.
I know they are. It's brought up in Indiana Jones, the third one.
Is it?
And also...
Because Indiana Jones tells the guy, what's his name?
Sala.
Sala and the, that guy. He tells him,
the dog?
You were named after the dog. He tells him, Indiana Jones tells him, we want horses, they're fast. But Indy, camels can retain water and, you know, we have to give horses water. I don't care. Give me horses, no camels.
Well, okay.
So I guess he has a camel for that reason.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to constantly.
Right. Well, the rock also said that camels are smarter than horses, apparently. Yeah.
And they have a high, their the hoofs or whatever their feet are like are much more wide in pattern, so they can actually move across the sand better.
Okay. Now, if camels were smarter than horses, the rock is riding his camel.
Okay.
Towards 12 men on horses.
Yes.
Meanwhile, a huge fucking sandstorm comes up behind him.
Yes.
As a camel, if I was smart, not of the horse, just like, go forward, I'm being whipped, go forward. The camel would be like, well, I gotta get the fuck out of here. That's what I would think a camel would do if it was smarter than a horse.
What did the camel do?
It kept going.
Yes.
What?
Okay, the whole point about it is this.
I'm a camel and one guy, I'm riding towards 12 guys on horses.
No. And a sandstorm.
And a sandstorm is at my ass.
Yeah. Well, usually what camels do is they just sit down and wait it through.
Okay.
That's usually what they do.
All right.
So
this camel didn't.
Because it doesn't have to. I mean, honestly, if you think about it this way, horses, yes, they're not that bright because, like, you can spook them. They go crazy. They don't know what to do. Camels don't do that.
Okay.
So they listen to whoever is training to do what they do it much better, I guess.
I just feel like a smarter camel would have tried to avoid that situation.
A smarter camel wouldn't even been put in the situation to begin with.
Okay, right.
We're missing one key thing. His assistant or his right-hand man, Thorak. He gives him an arrow laced with the blood of a scorpion.
Was that by Dexter or is that somebody else?
No. No, the king kills a scorpion and he laces the arrow,
right?
The metal part of the arrow
with the arrowhead,
thank you, with the scorpion's blood, which has poison in it.
Right.
And he tells him, use this on him. Only reference to a scorpion in the movie The Scorpion King, by the way.
The entire movie.
Okay. So he's got this arrow on him. The sandstorm's coming. The Rock's going to use the sandstorm to his advantage.
Right.
So he's running straight at them, and then he disappears. They're like, where is he? And he goes into a cave. And this cave sequence was badass.
You like this sequence?
I like this sequence. I like this sequence because it reminded me of Indiana Jones.
All right.
So you don't remember the third one. So
no.
The third one, when they go to the temple where the,
what the temple,
fuck are they looking for?
The goblet.
The Ark of the Covenant. They're looking for the Ark of the Covenant.
No, they're not.
The cup of life.
No.
It's the cup.
Yes.
Jesus drinks.
The chalice?
Cup of life.
Yes.
Okay, whatever.
It's called the cup of life?
No, yes. It's not called that.
No.
Whatever. They're looking
Holy Grail.
There
Holy
we go.
Grail. Holy Grail!
There you go. So they're looking for the Holy Grail.
I was going to say the Goblet of Fire.
So Sean Connery in his journal says there's tests you have to go through. So so the Nazis send their soldiers through and one guy gets his head cut off and another guy falls through the thing and another guy does this.
Yeah.
So he has to go through these tests to discover it. And I like that the quicksand, they're walking like, okay, go. Gets sucked in.
Right.
Next one. Sucked in.
Same exact place though.
Go on the,
I know. Yeah. It's the same exact place.
What's wrong with that?
Call the stones.
What's wrong with that? I just saw this guy going to the ground. I'm going to walk exactly where he went.
Well, they're thinking that
he's the 12 best.
Well,
the 12 best people.
Well, cause the thing about it is if the quicksand sucks the person in, then you can probably walk on top of the head.
Oh, Jesus.
So they figure out how to walk on the stones. And then, what else happens? Like, he's pretty much like,
he's a monkey, is what he is.
Solid snake. Oh, and he's blind, he's not blindfolded, but he puts something over his face that protects his face. But
right.
He can still see.
From the sand, I assume, from the sandstorm.
And he gets a rope and he pulls him up and he does all these different-
He's all over the place. How can he do that? Does he live in this cave? Is this cave his home?
Or unless he's used to not using his eyes.
No, but he knows every in and out of the cave. There's a corner here. I can get him, pull him around.
You forget he's an Arcadian.
Around this way, I can pull him up into the ceiling.
Yeah,
here's a quicksand. Make him fall there.
Maybe that's his
How does he know everything about that cave?
Maybe he's like a bat person.
And how is he so fast? He's everywhere.
He's Arcadian.
All right. That was so. I couldn't like this. There's no way all these things are happening this quickly in this cave with one giant man.
One giant man.
I mean, if he was a smaller, more nimble person, maybe you can get around that quickly.
The first thing that pops to my mind when he's talking about that is Tom Green talking to in the movie where he's like got the little like keyboard with a bunch of strings of sausage on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Daddy, would you like some sausage? You know that bit right there?
Yes. How does that relate to this at all?
They get pulled up and everything all at once, stuff like that, you know? No, nothing.
The hot dogs you're creating?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I like that scene, the cave scene. I don't know why. Something about me was like, yeah, this is badass.
No,
I told you, I kind of like this in a ridiculous kind of way.
Yeah, that was damn ridiculous. The cave scene was just like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I couldn't, because they're being pulled like, as if it was like ghosts or something. Like, that's in like a horror movie.
Where people
are walking around and boom, disappear, boom, disappear, boom, disappear. Then the guy's out of here. I'm out of here. He leaves the cave and he's like, show yourself, you coward. You ran out of a cave. You escaped. You ran away. And then you call him a coward.
Yeah.
Show yourself. I'm pretty sure that's not how it works. Cowards don't run.
So the Rock fights him and he shoots him with an arrow.
Right. He stabs him.
He stabs him with the arrow.
Yeah.
And he kills Thorak and he goes back to the campground, which is not affected by the sandstorm, by the way.
Right. Nope.
If a sandstorm's coming.
Well, they were covered. The girl and the comic relief dude were covered in sand. They like kind of like come out like, oh, all right.
We're okay. Good. So
the Rock, is that all you got, sandstorm?
Yeah. The Rock comes back and he passes out because he was stabbed by the poison arrow. Right. And Kelly, who the sorceress is, somehow absorbs the sickness out of him. Like she stands over him, opens her mouth, and this ball of light leaves him and enters her.
It was very much there's this other movie where somebody takes their sins that way.
It's called Death Eaters.
This is
Harry Potter.
They steal their
happiness.
Something. Maybe I'm thinking about
the Green Mile.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking about.
Where he sucks the cancer out of
Duncan.
The wife.
Yeah, look at that man.
Yeah,
he leans over and he takes
all the flies and stuff come out.
Okay. Yeah, so, that kind of thing.
And then she doesn't get affected at all.
Right.
I guess part of her power is she's immune to stuff.
Right. I had a problem with that too. Like, all right, so you saved his life and then killed yourself.
Wait, you're still alive?
But you're a sorceress, so I guess. All right, sorceress. I'll give you this one.
So he sends the bird messenger. He sends the bird back to Memon with the guy's bloody medallion or whatever that thing is on him. Yeah, that was interesting.
That's it.
She's really hot.
She's real hot.
Like, yeah. I'm not really attracted to Asian girls, but
right.
Damn, this chick was hot.
And another thing that I'm curious about is, I understand she's a prisoner, so maybe she's forced to put on the Princess Leia type of attire, but at one point, it's like she can dress how she wanted to, and then she's still all super scantily
clad. She's duped out, yeah.
I feel like in that part of the world, where women wear burqas in order to protect themselves from the men, for her to dress this way, not very safe.
I thought the purpose for the clothing was to like protect against sand and heat.
That's part of it, but I've also heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, that they wear a full burqa to cover themselves to help control the men's appetite for rape.
That's a different world.
Isn't that... What? What do you mean?
Well, this whole story about the Scorpion King or anything like that, this doesn't take place with the situation that's happening in America and in the world right now.
No, I understand. This is a takes place a long time ago.
Yes.
But I feel like men were more barbaric in that time period. Dressing like that was not exactly a smart thing to do.
But she looks like she's from a different world herself. She's Asian in an area where there's no Asians.
I feel like that would just add on to it.
Mm-hmm.
Checklist. Hello,
but Asian. She's also scary. She's also scary evil to kill people, too.
I guess so. All right. Very well. Anyway.
I'm just trying to figure out a way to say something that you can't like answer with. That's all.
So they run into the British guy, the alchemist, in the desert.
Right.
He fled the castle. And
again, that whole scene was very like weird and contrived.
Yeah.
They're walking in the desert. Huge explosion.
Oh, hey!
Yeah.
It's that guy.
He runs out to announce to somebody, which there's nobody there as far as he knows. I did it! Hey guys, I know you. It's like, what? It just, that whole thing was like, all right.
It turns out he needs salt to make the powder work.
Right.
And out in the desert, there's a large amount of salt.
Oh.
Yeah.
They get ambushed by Michael Clark Duncan's crew.
I was about to say Michael Douglas.
And Michael, imagine, he's a cameo. Michael Clark Duncan showed his crew capture him.
The last Michael Douglas movie I saw was Behind the Candelabra.
Oh!
So I just pictured him coming across sashaying over that dune when he said that.
All decked out, all like Liberace'd out.
Oh, God.
I like that movie.
I did too.
It's HBO, man.
He is an amazing actor. A lot of, oh, wow.
Wow.
Douglas, man. All right, anyway.
A lot of.
They take him to his kingdom, which is hidden. It's hidden from Memon's kingdom.
Right.
Because they're in the grass or something.
Bang.
Yeah, there's somewhere where it's a hidden world.
It is the Lost Boys, huh?
Yeah. Okay. So Michael Clark Duncan's like, you tried to kill me. Oh, because earlier in the movie, he said, I'll come back and kill you.
To Michael Clark Duncan. He says,
you can 40, pay me
40 rupees to kill the sorceress. And then once he throws a knife at the rock and he catches it, he says, him, I'll kill for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when he goes to his kingdom, he's like, you stood there and said you'd kill me, and now I'm standing there. That's a shitty impression.
Now I can return the favor.
Yeah.
Who are we talking about right now?
Michael Clark Duncan.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Okay, go on.
Shit on his face?
Yeah. Him and the rock fight.
Right.
A really ridiculous sword fight.
Yeah.
And Michael Clark Duncan is pretty fat.
Like, yeah.
He's got a big gun. He's strong.
Right, exactly.
He's fucking out of
shape. Honda.
Yeah.
I can't imagine him fighting very well. Because towards the end,
he's taking out all these guys. That needs stamina.
Yeah.
I don't think you need stamina. Can have stamina with a big belly
exactly.
like that.
Exactly.
It's called centrifugal force.
Just keep spinning?
Yes.
All right.
He moves his belly first, and then the rest of his body follows.
So anyway, he eventually defeats Green Mile. And then they kind of had like a heart-to-heart, which is also kind of weird. Like, he just tried to kill our leader, but
now, you forget he's a compassionate assassin.
No, the whole tribe.
Yeah.
The whole tribe is now, like, coming on his side in a
maybe this
way.
Is the disease that he's contracted and giving to everyone else.
Oh, that's why he got the shit in his face?
No, I'm talking about the rock.
Oh.
Oh, from the scorpion bite? Or the
No, I'm
the
talking, arrow? It's a joke because he's very compassionate for everything he's trying to kill.
Okay.
Maybe it's a virus and he's giving to everyone else, that kind of thing.
Oh, I see. Very good.
It's a wrench virus.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So
spreading confusion.
So we get some exposition from the sorceress. She says that, it's a prophecy. That's the whole thing, like, Memon's trying to do.
Okay.
When the moon falls over the house of Scorpio, the king will become the invincible Scorpion King.
He thinks that,
cause remember,
the seventh house.
Do you remember the pyramid had a scorpion on it?
I don't.
Okay. One of the temples had a scorpion. That's the house of Scorpion. So if he's if he's the king at the time, he becomes a Scorpion King.
Okay.
That's his motivation to kind of rule the world.
Interesting.
But she thinks that The Rock's destined to become Scorpion King, okay. which he is, because right. they already had a movie that had the yeah, Scorpion
spoiler
King.
Spoiler alert. We know how spoiler it is. Spoiler alert.
We know he's already going to become the Scorpion King.
Yeah. Yes.
But she says, if you face him, you'll die, though.
Right.
And he says, I write my own destiny.
Right.
Which I think would then erase all the logic before. If it's guaranteed that she can see the future,
right.
then it's impossible for him to write his own destiny because her power's been proven to work already.
Well, I think up to this point, she's only seeing the future and she's not doing anything to kind of change it.
Mm.
So now that she, now in this rest of the movie, she does change the future a little bit. Based on her vision, she changes it a little bit. So I guess that's why it doesn't become true anymore. Because she saw it, now she can willingly change it. Before, oh. It's different.
I got you.
Mm. She don't.
Oh, and like I mentioned earlier, the soldiers are starting to question the king, Memon.
Yeah. They're
like, where's the sorceress? And he's like, why? Because we need to see her. She's a symbol.
Yeah.
Horrible soldier, by the way, if you're questioning your king.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
He's like, bro, I got it. Just fucking relax.
Okay? But I also feel like these soldiers are not his soldiers. Maybe they're like soldiers that he's acquired. Overtaken. Yeah. They're like the Unsullied or something from the Game of Thrones. They're just something. They're not. They don't have allegiance to him.
Like Wormclaw.
They just.
What his name is.
They fell into his
reign.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, like you're not my king, but you're the king, so I got to do it. But
they weren't part of his 12 best.
Right. Exactly.
Which are gone. But she goes back.
Yeah,
she goes
but first. Before she goes back,
let me take a selfie.
Her and the Rock.
Oh yeah, they sleep together.
Ew.
Which negates her powers.
Right.
Well, that's the question. Does it negate her powers as she sleeps with somebody, or does it negate her powers as she sleeps with a king?
But he's not the king. Well, he's the last of the Arcanians, so he's technically
the king of the Arcanians.
The highest ranking person there.
Jumping ahead to the end of the movie already, she doesn't lose her powers at all.
I know.
Turns out. That's something that they tell the king to keep them from taking advantage of her. That's that her ancestors did that before her.
That's right.
So that's, she didn't lose her powers.
Mm-hmm.
And, although they allude to it quite a bit when she comes back and she's been tested, but she has her powers. I mean, that doesn't make sense. You have sex with somebody and you lose your powers. I mean, come on. I know it's witchcraft and all that, but.
There's no logic behind witchcraft, is that what you're trying to say?
No, there's no logic behind losing powers of witchcraft.
I don't think you have any sound information to this at all.
Of course not. So she goes back to the king. In order to save the Rock.
And the soldiers are like, where is she? We don't think she's here anymore. And then she pops up like, no, I'm here. And she's all decked out.
Yeah.
In her
slutty
attire.
Yeah.
Slutty attire. And the king's like, see, I told you she's been here this whole time.
Right.
Now off with his head. I would have fucking cut that for questioning me off with his head. That's what I would have done.
He did. He killed that dude. The mm-hmm. guy that was questioning the main guard
mm-hmm.
just stabs him and then leaves him on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Party's over, guys. Also bad for morale, I think. Yes.
Everything here is bad for morale.
There's no more.
You're having a party to celebrate a victory you haven't done.
Right.
We're going to party because guess what? Tomorrow, we're going to win.
Right. And the party gets cut short by killing the main guard. Good job, guys. So
The Rock and Mark Clark Duncan.
Yeah.
They lead an assault into Memon's kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And,
there's another thing I forgot to mention. Mm-hmm. As far as the fight between the Green Mile and the Rock,
mm-hmm.
when they come at each other, they break swords, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They both have these swords, and I guess they're both so strong that the swords break in half and shatter.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed really weird to me.
Why?
Because I feel like that doesn't happen.
It does.
It does?
Yeah.
Then why doesn't it happen more often?
It does in Mythbusters all the time. The whole point about it is certain blades, like let's say the folded blades, they're supposed to be more, they're supposed to be stronger, more have less air pockets in their blades.
Okay. But
having like the technology they had at the time in that place, all they did was just put it into a mold and then sharpen it.
Good. I'm glad you brought that up. Because there's also another fight scene that happens between the Rock and the King now.
Yes.
Where the King has a sword.
Yes.
That he splits in half and it becomes two swords.
Yes.
Should that sword not have the power to crush his other sword and break that in half?
I'm not sure.
Or be more brittle.
I'm not sure I follow.
His sword that he was using,
yes.
he split it in half and it became two swords.
Are you sure? Are you sure that he split it in half? Are you sure it wasn't originally two swords that were just close together?
No, he broke them.
Sure?
Not anymore. I was sure until you started questioning me this way. I'm pretty sure he doesn't have two swords. Because then, no, that requires a giant grip.
No, it doesn't.
To grab the two.
I have one in my house.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Is it shaped like a wrench?
All right. So the fight ensues.
And can't hardly wait gets taken out.
Yeah, Michael Dexter.
Funny way.
It's so sad.
He's riding the horse in, like he's gonna do something badass towards Michael Clark Duncan. He's riding in, like, out of my way.
Yeah.
And then Michael Clark Duncan just knocks him off his horse and bam, for your father.
Right.
And stabs him in the neck or the head or something.
I feel like that character didn't get, maybe a lot of his scenes got put on like the editing room floor or something. Because I feel like he should have had a bigger role based on what it was led. Maybe because he was a white dude.
Mm-hmm.
He should have had more more time as far as power of some kind. But he was like there and then, that's it. Gone. He's weak. He died. Can't do that bazooka thing. And that's about all he's good for. All right.
I'll give it that.
So the king goes into the Scorpio temple.
Right.
He's waiting for the full moon or the half moon, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rock storms in, ready to kick some ass. And
to chew bubblegum.
They start fighting, and
in the meantime, while this is happening, the alchemist is underneath.
Him and the horse thief go under the temple, to the bait, to the foundation, with the gunpowder.
Yes, the foundation.
Yes, and I think I know where you're going with this.
Okay,
so, okay. But this is later on in the movie,
right?
So they're down there with their big thing of
this is part of the whole attack. They sneak in through the front gates, posing as whores. That's how they get into the into the castle, and then from there they split off. The Rock goes off in one direction, Michael Duncan goes off in another direction, the alchemist goes off in another direction to have this multi-pronged plan to take everybody out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So fights continue.
So they're fighting with swords and stuff, and he throws sand in the Rock's eyes, which is a classic wrestling move.
Yeah.
I thought it was fitting that the Rock got hit with that because that's a classic, you know, wrestling move from the bad guy. I was ready for him to do a rock bottom or something.
I was
waiting for
too.
Something.
I was waiting for it.
Because in the rundown,
his elbow or something.
In the rundown, he does the rock bottom.
Yeah.
In the club when he takes fights of football players.
Yep.
So I'm like, what's he gonna do?
Right.
Is he gonna do something? No.
I was waiting for like some sort of rebound off of like a tree or something, and then maybe take out Duncan that way.
There are no rubber trees here.
Yeah. Or something crazy. Because during a lot of these scenes, also there's parts where they're like flipping over tables and doing a lot of wrestling type of
grapples. No,
just like choreography.
The choreography is very pro wrestling.
Yes, a lot of it. Yes.
He gets shot with an arrow again.
Right.
It's in his back. He's like,
the same arrow that was seen in the vision that he got shot with, which the sorceress tried to protect him, but he like turned her and got in the way of the arrow anyway.
Uh huh.
They're like, all right.
I guess
that should have been the end of it, I think.
Yeah.
By the way, that guy only had one arrow. The guy that shot him, he could have just stood there and kept launching arrows and took him out. But no, he shot one arrow and then he came out with a scimitar. And then,
that's all he had.
And then he's a horrible archer.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Or maybe everything while they were fighting, there were arrows coming by off the scene and they didn't see that.
Or maybe
it was like the one in Brave where he comes in trying to shoot but never really happens. Maybe he's a sucky arrow
archer.
Shooter. Archer. Mm-hmm.
The Rock pulls the arrow out of his back.
Right.
And he's aiming towards the king, and the king knows he's going to fire at him. So he's got his swords ready to dodge it, because it's been established earlier that he can dodge an arrow with a sword.
Right.
Tooth Tony.
Meanwhile, downstairs, they're like, who are you? And the guards capture the alchemist and the horse thief.
Yeah.
The horse thief gets the torch and just...
Yeah, kamikaze style.
He throws himself... they set a trail of gunpowder to there. Okay. So meanwhile, it goes back up there, and the Rock's too fast with the arrow, and it, bam, it hits.
Right.
The king in the chest.
The bazooka.
And he fucking flies like he got shot. He flies. Okay, wait.
What?
He was far away.
Yes.
Wouldn't the distance, because it's so far, the arrow slow down the impact?
Yeah, like
on
a bullet. Same idea.
But this guy fucking flies.
Yeah. Launches.
The bomb goes off in the foundation under the temple.
Right.
And the fire comes up. Michael Clark Duncan sees fire and he hides in front of a gold statue in a corner that protects him.
Right.
And the king flies into the heat and he vaporizes.
Right.
And the Rock's there and he's standing up there with his chick. And then Michael Clark Duncan and that black chick are down there.
Yeah.
And the alchemist and the horse thief pop up like, hey, we made it too, even though we were underground.
You're right next
to
the
blast. Source of the explosion.
That same fire pillar you saw shot up. We started that. We were right there next to it.
And we were able to escape.
Right.
Yeah. Well, but it could have been like, it could have like made it like a directional charge.
Well, first of all, if you're putting charges on the foundation of a building.
Yes.
That means the whole building comes down.
At the same time?
No, it just comes down. That's a foundation. That's yes. what everything is built upon. That's yes. why it's called a foundation.
Yes.
That explodes.
I thought it was
the whole
the
thing should fall.
But no, the building's there.
Everything's fine. All it did, that's shitty explosion. That's just a firebomb. It's napalm. That's all it is. It's napalm. It's not an explosion.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was.
It just created a pillar of flame.
That's it. Then why did you need
and
foundation?
It blew out like the bottom floor, but like the whole building's still intact.
Everything's fine. Everything's perfect for the king to take over.
That's nice.
It's a shitty bomb.
I can't do anything. I don't know that much about bombs. I'm sorry. I can't help you there.
I'm pretty sure if you put a bomb near the foundation of something, it takes it down.
Now, unless it's a directional charge and goes the opposite way.
So everything ends.
So The Rock's there with his chick, and everybody bows to him. He's now the king.
Right.
And he's now the Scorpion King because he's the last king left.
Right.
And then he says goodbye to Mike Clark Duncan.
Right.
And the movie just kind of ends.
Right.
And here's something I have to bring up. It's established in The Mummy Returns that this guy is a bad guy.
Yeah.
He fights Brendan Fraser as a half scorpion man.
Yes.
At the end of that movie. He's a villain. What the fuck happened where he out of nowhere became a bad guy?
Oh, you forget that they took his soul?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. So this is a prequel. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
We as an audience know this guy is going to be a bad guy. But we're supposed to cheer for this guy? Like,
right.
Yeah, go. But then he's going to be a bad guy later on in life.
I think he's just a vessel now.
Well, I guess the only thing, the way to explain that, which is stupid in itself, when he comes back, when he's summoned, he's at the behest of the summoner. So
yeah.
the guy that got him up was a bad guy, so he has to work for the bad guy. He's not a bad guy himself.
Mm. He's a mercenary.
He's being
okay.
There you go. It's the summoner.
I got you.
The summoner is a bad guy, Imhotep. So he has to. Right. Imhotep.
Not okay. Memon.
I take back my statement. This movie actually was kind of bad. It wasn't like bad. It's good. It's kind of bad.
Think about the cave again.
It was
kind of fun. It was a fun movie.
Yeah.
Because going into it, I know this is going to be a WWF production type of thing. It is The Rock's first movie, for Christ's sake. I mean, there's got to be something in there. Like, I think The Marine or something with
John Cena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like wrestling type of stuff in that movie as well. Mm-hmm. You just kind of know going into it, this is not going to be like a real movie.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a little weird and cheesy, but for what it was, I think it was fun, but it was still, I wouldn't call it a good movie by any stretch.
Well, that was our opinion on the movie. Like I said at the beginning of the show, we have lots of them, but we don't have any credentials. Now we're going to hear from people who actually have credentials.
Ooh.
Do you want to hear good reviews or bad reviews for this movie?
Let's hear the good ones this time.
All right. Okay. Felix Vasquez Jr. of Cinema Crazed says, come for the cheese, stay for the who.
Oh.
Kelly Who.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's why I said Kelly Who.
All right. Very good.
Todd Gilchrist of IGN Movies says, The Rock, making his acting debut as the titular top dog, not counting his 5 digitally enhanced minutes in The Mummy Returns, turns in a slight, if promising, star turn as a reluctant savior of the free world.
That's all considered the free world?
I don't know.
David Grove of Film Threat says, The Rock is ceaselessly entertaining. It's fun to see the characters get killed, good or bad. I didn't care. And the women are so beautiful. I thought I was watching Kama Sutra 2.
Wow, that's racist.
Okay. Bad reviews. Michael Rechtschaffen of The Hollywood Reporter says, all the necessary exposition prevents the picture from rising above your generic sand and sandal adventure.
Okay.
Do you have those?
I get that. Yeah, all the mummy stuff.
Hold on.
The Avatar.
I found something.
Or the Aviator, whatever you call it.
Just wait till I tell you.
Oh, boy.
Dan Villa of the Washington Post said, a fairly by-the-books blend of action and romance with sprinklings of intentional and unintentional comedy.
Okay.
By-the-books. Okay, whatever. Richard Roper of RichardRoper.com wimps out by going for that PG-13 rating, so the more graphic violence is mostly off-screen and the sexuality is muted.
I think that would help a lot.
Yeah.
That would help a lot if
this was a R, like an 80s action R, so it would have been bad. Blood and.
Mm-hmm. But then Kelly Who probably wouldn't have been in it then.
Yeah, that's true.
Because
yeah,
I don't know if she would be showing off her. I don't know.
Who?
Rotten Tomatoes. This is part of the show where I make the guys guess the score on Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes has an average score of critics and users. The score is from 0 to 100%. 0 to 59 is rotten. 60 to 84 is fresh. 85 and above is certified fresh. Would you like to guess the score for the audience or the tomato meter first?
The tomato meter.
The critics.
As I like to say it.
Tomato.
It sounds
tomato.
Fancy.
Okay.
That's for the critics. They can't be good to this because it is a wrestling movie.
So you're saying the critics are the cynics?
The critics are, I think they're gonna try to be like, you cannot enter our world. This is our world of movies. You stay in your world of wrestling.
Damn it with your world.
Your worldwide world of wrestling, whatever. we'll stay over here in Hollywood. I think that they were gonna give it a 41%.
60.
41%.
Whoa! Whoa!
Oh, yes!
Don't feed his ego.
That's amazing.
That's the answer. 41%. Oh, what?
Is that the first time I hit it on the nose?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's
probably
the first time.
Yes.
Oh, that feels good.
Audience, let's see if you can get the perfect game.
Now there's a lot of pressure here.
Audience. All right. How about Maestro goes first?
See if you know, like, the...
See the pressure's audience.
No, I'm always lost. I'm always wrong every time.
Okay.
But, like, have you noticed that now we're watching a movie where there's a psychic... And then now he's getting really close to the numbers. Let's see if he's psychic too. No?
Well, that's quite a stretch there.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm going to pull something with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Audience.
They're going to be more forgiving than the guys, the critics, because...
59%.
The Rock is a people favorite.
So yours is 59?
Yes. It is the people's elbow after all. So,
and he does cook whatever he's smelling a rock. And do, I don't know.
Yeah, no, you... That wasn't right.
What? No.
What did you say?
I don't care.
He cooks with whatever the people are smelling him cook.
No, what was your guess?
59.
Don't work
off
of me. What's the rotten threshold? 59 and below?
59 and below.
I was about to say 59. All right. I'll go 60.
Dick.
That's a dollar.
38%.
Oh, what?
The audience hated it more than the critics.
Oh. Wow. Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that was my whole psychic thing.
I found trivia on this movie. Couple right. pieces of trivia. Some of them are interesting.
Once that's had sex with the king.
I thought this was the most interesting piece of trivia. More scenes had to be shot due to the movie being around 70 minutes long after being edited.
Oh.
After they made this movie and they cut it down, they only had an hour and 10 minutes of footage.
They're like, wow.
They had to go back and say, we need to shoot some more shit.
Wow.
Maybe they cut out that guy... Dexter's right. scenes in that.
Yeah, Mike Dexter, man.
Mm. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock's payday of $5.5 million made the Guinness Book of World Records for the highest salary for a first-time leading man.
Hmm. Okay. That makes sense, because, I mean, although it is technically his first time, it's not like his first time in the limelight. He's well-known enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Dwayne Johnson has said that he intentionally shied away from using any trademarks of his WWF character, The Rock, in order to give the Scorpion King character a life of its own. The only exception was the People's Eyebrow, which he does in response to another character's reference to a harem. He said he included the People's Eyebrow to acknowledge the millions and millions of Rock's fans. However,
all right.
The Rock's entry music is included briefly into the score.
Oh, is that right?
I didn't even hear that.
Oh, that's not his choice, though.
Yeah. I'll have to go back and hear
interesting.
That.
Okay.
Last one. Vince McMahon is an executive producer of the movie only because of the use of the name The Rock is owned by him.
Oh, interesting. See, that guy's a businessman.
He lost $250 million.
What?
He's,
for what?
He was worth like $1.2 billion. He lost $250 million in stock because
wow.
he owns like a lot of stock in WWE and they created that network.
Right.
It's not... doing okay. too well, so investors are pulling out. So he dropped from $1.2 billion to $850 billion.
Oh, what a hard
poor
life
guy.
He must have.
Poor
yeah.
guy. Oof. Okay, stats. We want to put this film into perspective with other more successful films that were released this year so we can get a feel of how well financially it held up to its peers. This movie cost $60 million to make.
$60 million.
$54.5 million for everything that wasn't The Rock.
Yes.
Yes.
That seems like a lot.
Well, they have to shoot in the desert, and there was effects, and
I guess
know.
There was like
how much money do you think this
two?
Movie made? Do you want to guess the total of the worldwide and the U.S. or each one individually, or how do you want?
It's the worldwide.
This?
Worldwide.
Oh, so you want to get the whole total?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
so this thing cost 60. How much do you think this made total?
$187 million.
Oh, I like your specificity again. I'll go with $231.5 million.
This movie grossed $134.2 million. Oh. It grossed 91 in the U.S. and 74 worldwide.
So it almost made double.
Oh, it did double.
It did double. That's
it
right.
Just,
I didn't.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, was it 87 million or was it 80?
60.
Oh, like, okay. Yeah. I thought it was 80 something. I'm like, oh, okay. Never mind.
This movie debuted in first place on April 19th, 2002 what? With $36
million. 2002.
Second place that weekend. Second place that weekend was Changing Lanes with $11 million. Did you ever see that with Ben Affleck and Samuel Jackson?
I did. Not very good.
Yeah. That was during Affleck's down phase. And yeah. Now he's back up.
This was a tire. You changed his tire. Yeah. I want my money back or something. Yeah. All right.
This is the, okay. I get these numbers from the gross, box office gross from Box Office Mojo.
Okay.
Apparently there's categories of different types of movies.
Oh.
This is the third highest grossing film in the adventure / desert movie category.
How many are there? Three?
Well, for the year?
Of all time.
Okay.
There's only three
I'll
of them.
I'll say that again. This is the third highest grossing film in the adventure / desert movie category.
What is there? Stargate?
So Mummy 1, Mummy 2, and then Scorpion King?
The top two are The Mummy Returns with $202 million and The Mummy with $155 million. So the top three adventure desert movies are all The Mummy and Mummy-related characters.
It's not a giant category. All this
on Box Office Mojo, there's only like 10 movies.
Oh, jeez. That's such a cop-out.
So The Mummy holds like 10 of holds 30% of that.
That's like this one time in junior high, I went to a speech and debate competition, or speech competition. Mm-hmm. I got third place in the original category, original poetry category.
Yeah. How many of them were there?
There were three people in that category. But I got the bronze, man. I got the bronze.
This was the 26th highest grossing film of 2002. The top five that year were, okay, you know how I give you these numbers? They're like Spider-Man and all these comic movies? Mm-hmm. Well, this is 2002, so this is right when these comic movies started getting big.
Okay.
So you're not going to hear a lot of that.
Right.
Okay. Spider-Man, number one, $403 million.
I thought you said we're not going to hear a lot of that.
That was the first Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, $339 million.
Okay.
Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, $302 million.
Okay.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, $262 million. And My Big Fat Greek Wedding, $241 million. That movie made $241 million, and it was only made for like $3 million.
One of these things just doesn't belong here.
Yeah. An original idea. Can you believe
that? Right now, amongst all the sci-fi? And remakes off of books.
Yeah.
Sci-fi fantasy, yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, you can watch this movie on Amazon.
Ooh. Fantastic. Before you do that, go to our website. Check out ratpackpodcast.com. Check on the banner. Check on the banner on our website. Click on that first. It takes you to Amazon. Continue as you would, shopping, watching, whatever. We get a kickback. It doesn't cost you anything extra. Also on iTunes, if you do the same thing. It's a way to support the show without paying anything extra.
And if you want to throw any suggestions our way for bad movies you want to see, have us watch,
right.
You can do it at spoilers@ratpackpodcast.com. Or if you just want to give some feedback, maybe some of your favorite rock matches, anything related to the show, hit us up there.
Oh, also check out our new Facebook page. It's facebook.com/spoilerspodcast. Make sure you like it, and we'll release all the shows on there as well as the Rat Pack main page for Facebook.
Yay! Cool. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. It's brand new, man. Brand new.
He's working on it while we're talking.
Oh, okay. Wow. Damn, the host doesn't even know. All right, guys. Until next time, this is Hollywood.
I'm Maestro.
I'm Adam. Squires.